Now getting a chance here on KJN to talk some girls track here as we head into the state track meet this weekend, and we're with head coach Matt Mullenix. Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Chris, for having us in. Appreciate it.
Well, you had a nice week last week at the state qualifying meet. You end up getting nine events that move on here to state, and I guess your overall thoughts on how the night went, and did it go as you hoped it would?
Yeah, it really did, Chris. We were very excited to get nine events through. Coming into the week, there was a part of me that felt like seven. I felt pretty confident in seven events. And then, of course, there were going to be two or three that were on the bubble that we thought we could get through, and we ended up getting two extras through there. So we're at nine events, 10 actual entries since we doubled up in the 200. So, you know, it's just a great testament to the girls this year. You know, they've just really taken ownership of this team, and they're just the ones that moving on are really excited. The rest of the team is excited for them, and, you know, everybody's just really pleased with the way this season has really come together and where we're at and this opportunity that's in front of us this week.
When we talked last time about, you know, kind of some of that excitement coming back to the program and the idea of going out there and having some success in track and field and living up to some of the previous standards that have been set with Atlantic Girls Track. And it's got to be exciting to have that many events be there to just be able to compete in all those events when that hasn't necessarily been the case in recent years.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, the other testament to the kids is we got them peaking at the right moment. You know, as the season progressed these last couple of weeks, times just kind of kept dropping, throws and jumps getting better. And evidence of that is that just on last Friday night alone at the state qualifying meet, we had 17 season best performances. And when you break that down, there's 12 individual events, so there's 24 opportunities, and your five relays is 29, or your seven relays gets you up to 31, and we PR'd in 17 of those through the season, and that was just, you know, that's even kids that didn't make it on through to state, but they put out their best effort, and that's just exactly what the girls have done all year. They just come to compete, and that's probably been one of the biggest changes for us is just that competitive nature has just kind of come into the girls each and every day in practice. And so, yeah, so getting us back to that stage, you know, that's just a step for it. And now having the opportunity to throw 10 entries out on the state at the Blue Oval is just going to be an awesome feeling for them. And we've got a lot of the girls, like I said, that aren't competing this weekend are going to be coming out and supporting them. So it's just a real team effort across the board from everybody.
Well, and that kind of answers a little bit my next question for you was, you know, how do you think you stacked up as far as times is where you were getting to? Obviously, if you're setting season bests, then you're probably getting close to where you'd like to. And how do you feel that stacks up?
Well, you know, I think it's also a testament to where kind of the Hawkeye 10 is coming along here with the girls in the last few years. I do recall about 3 or 4 years ago, when our district was up in Denison, I believe it was, and a lot of events got through, or the events that got through wasn't necessarily even Atlantic girls that got through, but just even, you know, some of the other teams, they came through, and as you looked through the district qualifiers, a lot of them were at the bottom, You know, and that's not the case, and that includes us. You know, as a second-place team up there at the state qualifying meet in Carroll, coming through, we're in the hunt, you know, in about four events, you know, right out of the gate in that top 10. And then the rest of our events in there are in the middle. Mm-hmm. So we're not being stuck down at the bottom anywhere. And that just goes to, I think, the Hawkeye 10 as well, you know, with Glenwood and how they've competed in there. Creston's got some really nice runners, and Harlan with their sprinters and down the line. So, you know, we're just really excited about this, and that the fact that, you know, we are going to go out there and compete hard, and we are going to be in the mix for some potential medals in there, and it's just going to be a dogfight. And we do know some of the teams we're up against that have been there year in, year out here lately with the Pellas and Assumptions and Dubuque-Wallert. But, you know, our girls are ready for it. You know, we've just kind of been flying under the radar all year, and they're just going to kind of take that same mentality and go out and compete hard, and we'll just see where the chips fall.
You know, obviously it's possible for a team to go through a season and, you know, they're just really talented at what they do and they go out and put up good times. But when you are playing or competing against good competition, that obviously is going to push you a little bit further, and that makes you better in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like we said, you know, going up against Glenwood week in, week out, we saw Abraham Lincoln quite a few times, and so we, you know, they got Darby Thomas in there. Going up north, you know, being able to compete with Sioux City West and some of their sprinters in there. And like we said, Creston has some nice middle distance runners as well, and Harlan. So, you know, even our regular meets throughout the season, it was just very competitive, each meet in there. So, and we've been up against Dallas Center Grimes, and they sent quite a few girls. So those are the type of meets throughout the season, that we want to be in, each and every week so that, yeah, we kind of are able to gauge ourselves as we go along throughout the season and come at the end of the year at this point, you know, it's kind of the feeling that, you know, we've been there. I'm very familiar with who I'm going to be running against, because I've seen her one other time already this year or a couple times this year. So they're comfortable where they're at, and there's not that apprehension of oh boy, you know, I'm running against this girl here. Mm-hmm. She's really, really good. Well, you've already run against her, and you did very well. So I think the girls are ready in that aspect as well.
Yeah. And obviously, when you step on this stage, it is a little bit different with the, you know, the type of atmosphere that it is, and a little bit, you know, more attention, lots of other things going on, and some of that outside influence, I guess. But when you have that type of experience to get you ready as far as what you know you're going to do when you step on the track, maybe that helps kind of weed out some of that, you know, butterflies of being at state.
Yeah, it does. And just making the girls, as keeping things as routine as possible. You know, we've talked through, okay, here's where the warm-up's going to be. Here's where we're going to kind of camp out. So there's already been some of that familiarity. A few of the girls were out there for the Drake relays. Some of them were out there last year as competitors. I think another thing that's going to kind of help us is we've done a really nice job of both the boys and girls being together this year in a lot of different aspects, whether it was training, going to meets together. So, you know, with the boys, their experience, you know, that's a very experienced group that we're taking out with them. They've been very, very accommodating to the girls and, you know, keeping them calm and some of these newbies that are coming up through here and showing them the ropes and, you know, giving them words of encouragement. So that's really been helpful for us as well. So I think we're going to see that this week also.
Well, and obviously when you have that type of atmosphere within the program, you mentioned already that the girls have really kind of bought into that whole team concept, and the boys have had a lot of success obviously doing that too. So when everybody is kind of, you know, feeding off of that energy, I'm sure that helps everybody.
Yes, it has. Yep, yep. It's been very helpful. And, we've kind of seen that a couple of times, you know, where one of our groups has stepped out and done really well, and then the next group says, well, that's my turn. I want to be the next one to run. Well, so yeah, it's just been a total awesome experience here so far.
Well, and I'll ask you, I'm sure you have a little bit of an idea for folks that may be going there to watch and see who's going to be competing out there. Do you have an idea of some of the teams that are going to be real strong there in 3A for the girls?
Yeah, in 3A you're going to have Davenport Assumption. Last year I think they finished with a fifth, something like that as a team. That's an off year for them here lately. So they've kind of reloaded. They'll have Carly King. She's one of the top sprinters in the state. She's going to be going to Duke next year. Then you've got Dubuque Wallert. Wallert's just a very well-rounded team. They've got some good distance girls. I believe Wallert was your cross-country champs last year. Yep. In 3A. So they got some good distance. And even some of those cross-country girls, they drop down in the mid-distance. You know, they get a nice base in cross-country, and then they come out and they just hammer away at the 400s and 800s. So they've got some of that. They've also had some field event people. Pella, they're your reigning champs in there. They bring a huge contingent back this year, and they're just kind of one of, they've got some good sprinters, a couple of good 200, 400 gals in there. They'll have a pretty decent 4x8 as well, and also in there, they'll have a decent 4x4. So they're just pretty well-rounded. They're just going to pick up points here and there, and at the end of the day, they're going to be near the top probably again. Solon might be one of those dark horses in there. They had a really, really good Drake relays with some of their relays. Out there, they've got Aaron Kirkhoff. She's one of their leaders on their team again, another sprinter in there. So you can kind of see that 200, 400 race is going to be very dynamic throughout Class 3A. And we kind of saw that at Drake Relays with the 4x400s. You know, we took our 4x400 out there, but there was an awful lot of 3A teams. And, you know, we ran 407 that day and did not make finals. So that just – and there's three or four 4A or 3A teams in the finals. So it's going to be an awful tough – our 4x4 is going to have to run pretty tough just to make finals here in Class 3A. But that's fine. They've just keep improving each week. So yeah, so those are some of the teams that I think you're going to see here in 3A that's going to kind of emerge at the end of the day. So.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't want you to make any predictions, obviously, or anything, but as far as some of your events, I mean, what are some of the top events you think that that you can really come out and do some good place winning at?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, our we've talked about our 4x4 already. You know, that's sitting, I think, just coming in out of districts at about the fifth fastest time coming out of there, and I think, you know, we have a pretty good opportunity to put us through one of those just because of the fact that a lot of our girls will be running that pretty fresh come Friday night for prelims. So we're pretty excited about what that can go. The distance medley relay is probably one of our best opportunities to score some points. We ran 4:17 just at districts there, and the leaders and even across the 3A in the state has been about 4:12, and then it drops down to about 4:14. So we are in the mix with that one, and we will be in the fast heat. So that'll be really nice. So we got a nice lane draw there as well. So that's going to be an exciting one. That's going to go off on that'll be one of the first things Friday morning. You know, 9:20 that thing will go off, and so you know, we've got a good group there with Taylor Hansen and Alyssa Derby on the 200 legs. Haley Rasmussen will run our 400 leg, and then Taylor McCready will anchor that. And at the qualifying meet the other night, you know, we had some really nice legs from Hansen and Derby. They got us round in about, I want to say, about 52 seconds through there. And then Haley ran a 59.8 split on her 400, and then Taylor ran about 2:24 or so, I think, on her 800, and you know, Taylor's running a little bit faster than that, even on that 800. So again, everybody's going to be fresh on there, so we feel that's got some great opportunity. And then from there, Haley and her long jump, she, you know, she's sitting right at their top. She just each past three meets, she's gotten better, so she's going to have a good opportunity to score. She jumped last year, so she's going to be familiar with the facilities. So I think she's pretty excited about what she has the potential to do. That'll be Friday about 11:30 there. So she'll have busy there. And one of the others, you know, kind of a dark horse, I think, will be the 4x800 relay. And they're kind of just sitting on that outside. It just kind of depends on the day what happens there. So that they'll have a good opportunity. And Pluma Pross in the 400. So, you know, we're just right in the middle, like I said. It just depends on who's ready to step up on the big stage on a couple of these other events. So, and then, of course, just to mention a couple of the others that have gotten through, Haley Rasmussen and Alyssa Derby in the 200 prelims there Thursday morning. They got a nice heat. They're in the same heat together, but they got Carly King in their heat. So, you know, somebody like that's going to pull them through. And another person that we need to mention in there is Heidi Williams in the 400 hurdles. She was able to sneak through there. She's a senior. Carson Rush in the 800. You know, like they're going to have a good day there. And then finally, Taylor McCready in the 1500. She's going to have an opportunity to score in there. That's there's about three or four in the 440s. Okay, and so I think those three, four, they're going to do their thing, and then the rest of them really are in the mid to upper 450s, and Taylor falls into that group. So it's just going to be a matter on that afternoon who's going to step up. And and the nice thing for Taylor is she's coming in that totally fresh. You know, that'll be her only race of the day. And so, you know, where some of the others are going to run races in the 800 or something like that earlier in the day. So that's going to be exciting to see what she can do.
Nice. So some good opportunities to go out there and have some success. I'm sure just because of the sheer number of events that you're going to be running, you're going to have a strong contingent of folks there. But we obviously encourage everybody to come out if you can this weekend to come out and support the girls. It should be a lot of fun to watch.
Yes, it will be. And, you know, when you put both programs together, you know, we're just going to have a busy day or mm-hmm. busy 3 days out there. So it is really exciting to, come out and support the kids. You know, we're the morning session this year for Thursday and Friday. So, you know, I guess as far as Thursday, our first event is like 10:25 for the boys, and then we're done by about 2 o'clock. So, you know, you don't want to have to spend a lot of time there. And on Friday, we start about 9:20, and again, we're done about 2 o'clock with everything.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, of course, it starts about 9 o'clock and runs till about 4:30. So, but yeah, it's going to be nice weather. So, you know, you can come and hit us for a few hours there Thursday and Friday and won't have to be around too long. So.
Yeah, and some nice sunshine, warm weather. And
get your tan ready for the summer.
Exactly. There you go. All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you stopping by to talk about the squad, and good luck here this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Atlantic Head Girls Track Coach Matt Molnix here on KJN.